Okay, so hello, I'm Stevie from Creative Tourist. I am at Manchester Central Library. We're on the fourth day of the Everything Chaos to Order residency. I'm in the performance space at the moment, which is empty, but I'm sitting on the stage with Josephine, who is going to be playing later some new songs that have been commissioned, especially for the residency. So hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to start off by asking you if you could tell us what these songs are, first of all, because I know that they're new songs and they have been kind of created with archive film, which is from the library. It's from the Archives Plus archives.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing now that there's a couple of stations sort of around the country where you can now go and watch Northwest archive footage and the footage from the BFI Institute. And it's amazing. So what everyone asked me to do was to write songs to the footage, and you know they obviously gave me the brief, the title of the week, which is Chaos to Order, and I just started by just watching lots of things, just sitting in these lovely pods in Manchester Central Library for a few hours at a time, and just seeing what was in there, seeing what was in the Northwest Film Archive, and there's just a wealth of information really, and it was a case of just whittling that down and seeing what I could make from that as an artist.
And so were you just purely selecting things that meant something to you or videos that were really appealing, or was it...
I started off really thinking open mind. You know, I've got plenty of time to sort of look at these, and I thought, well, let me see what themes are there, because there was no point kind of thinking, right, I'm looking for something specific, because I had no idea what was in there. So the thing that kept coming back again was this, you know, lots of people enjoying new leisure pursuits, you know, going family days out at the beach, going to nightclubs, going to salons, going to, you know, sports events and pageants and parades and all these things which basically people were sort of starting to do after the sort of industrial revolution in the north, I suppose. And the way they were kind of out of this rather structured sort of working life, which the working classes have always had, they could then, at the weekend or in the evenings, enjoy these leisure pursuits and then create a bit of chaos, I suppose. And so that was kind of like the thing I found which was most appropriate for the theme.
Yeah. Oh, that's really... I really like that idea of the working hard during the week and then absolutely letting go at the weekend, which is something that you still see now, and I quite like that about when you're walking around Manchester and you see someone with rollers in their hair, because I think it's kind of that same thing in a way, you know.
True, some people getting ready for
it
the weekend.
It's you know, some people look back at people with kind of walking around with rollers in their hair and don't really get it, but I think it is going back to that same, you know, going to clubs at the weekend and that kind of club culture that is really associated with Manchester as well. So no.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So and also in terms of the roles of libraries in cities like Manchester, I think that one of the things that the residency has been really good at demonstrating is that it's just such a kind of oasis and such a sacred place within the city. There really aren't that many places beyond libraries or churches where you can go and you can just relax and for free and just kind of switch off. So I was wondering, I know that that's something that maybe you've kind of thought about with your album with Portrait before, that idea of distractions, technology and leisure, and I wondered if that's something that you've covered again with the new songs that you've created.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't... The songs themselves are a bit more... obviously, because of the dates, we were using kind of 1900 to about 1950, those kind of dates, so it was people sort of finding their feet with leisure. And I think libraries now, the wonderful thing about Central Library is that it's kind of made people go, oh, yeah, we can go to the library. Because it was closed for a long time and kind of everyone was using the Deanscape sort of substitute section. And, you know, when this was opened again, it was like, wow, this is a really, really modern library. And it's a good example of how, like you say with Portrait, a lot of it is about the sort of the invasion of technology on everyday life. But this is a good example of a balance, really, because you've still got the, you know, the old books that you can sort of rifle through, and then you've got this really modern entryway where you can watch films. You've got the, you know, the visuals on the table. You've got the digital archives, and they coexist really well. And that's kind of the whole point of the residency, the new and the old together coexisting side by side. It's wonderful.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it shows that technology isn't something that always needs to be feared. It's kind of a very natural progression, as it was in the Industrial Revolution. There's always been something new that's terrifying people somewhat, but it doesn't need to be. Have you been along to the residency at all this week, or is this your first day down here?
I came down on Tuesday, sort of second day. I saw the choir, but I was kind of doing some rehearsals as well here, so it's kind of hard to get involved until your bit is done. So after I've finished my performance, I'm going to be seeing Kieran Leonard, and I'm going to go to the finale as well, so I'll be able to relax then and enjoy the rest of the week.
The nerves will have died down.
Exactly.
Okay, well, thanks for speaking to me.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I hope that it all goes well tonight. I'm sure it will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.